All right, everyone. Today's episode, we get to interview Amber Meyer. And I have to say, you're going to hear me mess up right at the beginning of the show. And it's really funny because there was this kind of a whole joke pre-show. And I ended up just totally fumbling right at the start. So enjoy that. Please laugh at me. But Kelly, this was a really cool episode, I think, especially for you, because Amber's local and she had this incredible event that she's putting on that was free and accessible. And I think, you know, it'll be tough for, hopefully people watched it live on Facebook and maybe they'll be able to get to that event. But I just think, especially if you're in the, Minneapolis, Minnesota area, this was a really cool episode.
It really was. And I love her approach in talking about the Akashic Records. That's something that she's definitely gifted with. She's a soul alignment coach, founder of the Akashic Angel Healing Academy, and she's just a really great person. I'm really excited for everyone to hear this episode. Listen in.
Welcome to the Being Curious Show. I'm Brian Mariani, founder of No Shift Own.
And I'm Kelly Wagner, publisher of Edge Magazine. Our show is about curiously connecting teachers and seekers on a wide range of topics in a safe space. Few topics will be off limits, and we have some amazing guests to share with you.
Our intention is that our conversations will spark your own curiosity to create a life that lights you up and inspires you to be kind, thoughtful, open-minded to yourself and others.
So, Brian, what are you curious about today?
Ooh, I do wonder. What am I curious about today? You know what I'm curious about?
What?
What did you have for breakfast today, Kelly?
My dynamic greens from Ooh. AG1. How's that for right? Added a little cod liver oil, vitamin C. Oh, yeah, we should go after them as advertisers. We might be a little small for them, but yeah, I love this stuff.
You know, I think one of my favorite podcasts forever is Armchair Expert with Dax Shepard. You know that one.
How do you say his name? I'm just kidding.
Dax Shepard.
I'm just kidding.
Are you making fun of me from our last
I love show? Making fun of you because I'm the one that always says everything wrong.
That's true.
What are we doing today, Brian?
I think they had them as a sponsor. Anyway, we have an amazing guest today, and her name is Amber Meyer.
She is Meyer.
What did I say?
Meyer. I'm rubbing off on you. Ooh, 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 ooh,
You almost ruined
he
the last
nails,
introduction.
Amber, he nails everybody's name. We will get somebody like that has this most like German name and like 18 letters to their last name, and he'll nail it flawlessly. Perfect. And then I say Sam Smith wrong. So welcome to our show.
this will be perfect because in the midst of your blooper reel, we'll have that one.
Yeah.
So
do you like the mic? The mic does not want to play today. So we're like doing that. Okay. Amber, what do we have to do to this room? I think we have a lot of like here, there, and everywhere, like bringing it on in, and I don't know. Amber,
like
welcome to the show.
You make people smile, Kelly.
I do make people smile. It's one of my superpowers.
I honestly think people are laughing along with us right now, or at us. That's fine.
Or together. Like, right? It's all good. Okay. There we go.
Okay. How about this? You say her name, and then I'll finish her intro.
It's Amber. I'm just going to say Amber. Like, she's amazing. Right? Okay. Amber is a soul alignment coach and founder of the Akashic Angel Healing Academy. And you guys, this is so powerful. This is really amazing. Oh God. So we also have a drinking game of when Kelly says amazing, because I like to say amazing all the time, but it's such a blessing because we have such like fantastic guests. Like we just do. And we handpick our guests and we're just blessed. And people say, yes, they want to be on our show. And they know that we have like 9 listeners. So it's, you know, kind of like an intimate little fun party.
It is a very fun party.
Okay, Amber, welcome. We'll let her actually say something now that we've been on for 3 minutes.
Thank you for having me here. And this is fun. Like what fun is perfect is no fun. So this is fun.
Oh, yeah, perfect is no fun.
I think it's better to have fun than be perfect. I think that's a something to live by. But we do want our guests to get to know you. I think we do have more than 9 now. Is it 10? I think I checked.
Anyway, okay, cool. I think we just picked up another one. Well, I think Amber probably just picked up 10 more for us. So thank you, Amber.
Thanks, Amber. So we have a little bit of an idea of what you do, but we love getting to know who you are. And we find that if we get to know a bit more about you, people will be more likely to go to your website. They'll be more likely to work with you. So we love asking the question, as you look back in time, what would you say was something that happened that got you curious about becoming who you are today?
That's a really great question.
Yes!
You're like, let's start with a stumper.
Yeah. We have to start there. It gets really easy after this.
I think I've always been a really endlessly curious person. I'm one of those people where I have so many interests, it's hard to try to fit them all into a day. And when I started my journey down more of this healing path, I actually started with Reiki energy healing. And as soon as I jumped into that, it like opened up an entirely new world to me. There were so many different things that I had no idea existed. And I feel like I am a kid in a candy shop when it comes to healing modalities. I feel like I probably could learn a new one each day, and that would still only scratch the surface. And so that is definitely an area that still maintains a huge curiosity for me, and I feel like I'll never be able to learn enough.
It's kind of like when you're at Aurapalooza. And by the way, like, Echo Bodine has a new center, Aurapalooza, third Saturday of every month. But it is like better than Disneyland when you think about it. Because you walk in and you're like, I want to do this and I want to do this. And I'll say hi to Julie and then I'll say hi to Christy and I could do this. And then Fernando. Oh, God, you got to go see Fernando. And then you're like, oh, it is. I totally align with you on that. It's just so much fun. And scratching the surface is just, it's the perfect analogy. Mm-hmm.
Well, Kelly, one of the things I'm curious about with Amber is that we've actually had Amber. I know that one of your expertises is around the Akashic Records. And, you know, we have had a number of Akashic Records readers and masters, and everyone has their own way of kind of describing what that is and how they work with people in the Akashic Records. And so I'm genuinely curious how you would talk about your relationship with the Akashic Records, how you learned about it, how you do it with your clients. So the floor is yours.
Go!
So a lot of times a question that I get right off the bat is, what are the Akashic Records? Because Akashic, like, what does that even mean, right? If I were to name the Akashic Records, I would just call them soul records. I think that's so much more intuitive to tell you what they are about. Really, it's an energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime, every moment, past, present, future. It's like an endless library for your soul. And I think it's just the most profound healing tool that I have found so far, because it can really help you, give you deep insight into your soul purpose, into your gifts, into what's blocking you from moving forward in your life. So I've been able to find it as a really powerful tool to use with myself and with others. But my absolute favorite thing is actually teaching other people to access their own Akashic Records or the Akashic Records for others.
Tell us more about that, because I think you might have an academy going on very, very soon.
So I have found so much fun and pleasure in being able to show people how to access their own Akashic Records. I think up until probably the last decade, people thought only people with really special skills could access the Akashic Records. But the truth is that everyone can access their own Akashic Records. And it's this amazing tool for your healing journey, for your awakening journey, to really bring the unconscious to the conscious, to help you move past your blocks and really spring forward in your intuitive gifts. And so I actually started the Akashic Angel Healing Academy, which is a 6-month dual certification program in learning how to read the Akashic Records, as well as bringing the magic of the angels and all of their healing into the Akashic Records as well.
Bam.
Wow, very exciting.
I know, they're both like, that's great.
I was like, I love that you're bringing it to you're bringing it to everyone, because you're absolutely right. You know, up until this moment in time, I was kind of under the knowledge that to access the Akashic Records, I would have to go to someone. You know, Kelly and I share a very, very deep friend who isn't with us anymore, but Catherine Taylor was, you know, maybe someone that you know and someone local, and she was my Akashic Records reader, so to speak. And I love that you're creating the opportunity for someone like me and anyone else to be able to do that of my own accord, like in my own environment. So I love that. And one of the things that I wanted to ask you about is that you have a deep knowledge around intuition, and you're also very, very aware of like what those kind of common blocks are for people that maybe prevent them from accessing their intuition. And I think this is a really interesting thing to talk about, because everyone seems to know, okay, intuition is something there, but maybe that's the end of the conversation. So what could you share today that would help people have better access to their intuition?
Well, and how with working with the angels and the Akashic Records can help them on their journey as well.
I think you bring up an excellent point. Everyone's intuitive. Everyone has intuitive gifts. I think just a lot of us have no idea how they show up. And so I actually see one of the biggest blocks is that people are looking for something different. They're looking for something else. They think it's going to be this big, massive thing that they can't ignore that happens outside of them, like a ghost walking into a room and sitting in the chair in front of them and maybe tapping them on the shoulder, where what people don't recognize is that your intuition works through you. So it sounds a lot like your voice, your thoughts, it looks like your imagination. And so your intuition is always going to work through you. And so people have just been taught to blow that off. They're like, oh, that's just my thoughts. That's just me. That's my imagination. And so they think they're not intuitive, but they're just blowing off the messages that they are receiving. I think the second thing that people really find that blocks them from really being able to receive their intuition is our addiction to busyness. And so I once had a meditation teacher tell me that the number of breaths that you take in a minute strongly correlates with how many thoughts you have in a minute. And so if you think about how we tend to move through our life, you know, we're breathing shallow, and we're just, it's thoughts constantly. And when we're so deep into our logical mind, there's almost no space for our intuitive mind to come in. And so a big piece of intuitive development is learning how to be present in your body and in the moment, and be able to learn how to slow some of your thoughts down so you can actually hear the intuitive guidance that you are receiving all along the way.
Oh my God, that's powerful. Yeah. So I got one for you. My aunt just passed, and it was very unexpected. I got to the hospital 5 minutes after she took her last breath, and immediately I went to my breath and I sat down and I started to get messages from her. And it was that I was supposed to, she showed me personalized stationery and this beautiful pen. And I was supposed to give messages to, because she passed very suddenly at very young age, and just, she's going to be downloading messages to me. And I sat there in that moment and I stopped for a second and I was like, this is my imagination. I just want this to happen. I just want to be connected to her. There's no way that 5 minutes after she died, she's already coming to me. And I went and I checked my head. And then I started, it's my imagination. And I started to do that in that moment. And if I would have taken your classes, I would have been able to decipher in that moment, just giving you some snaps like, hello. But I went to non-believing, and this is my imagination, and I started to question. But then I started to breathe, and I just checked in with my team, and they're like, nope, this is happening. And I can just see how people do that. So thank you so much for bringing that up, because even I, who have tried so hard to be me and what I'm doing, I even checked my head and was like, no way, there's no way she's doing this already. There's no way. And yes way, right? Yes way.
Okay. We expect it to be logical.
Yes.
And it's anything but logical.
It is. So tell us about, because I can't believe it, but we're already like halfway through our time together. Tell us about the Akashic Angel Healing Academy, because I wanted to, before you do that, I'm going to give you a little bit of a high five, because we run in this beautiful community together, and everyone I've ever talked to that has taken your classes is just like, Amber is spot on, loves how you present the material. You shine a light in a way that people understand and digest. And I was even getting my hair done a couple months ago, and I had snaps out to Samantha Richards of Lady in the Beard. She had her certification from your academy right there. And everybody she talks to she sings your praises. So I just real world testimonial live on the show. Just you're onto something, and I really encourage people to go to your website, AmberMaier.com. Find out more, especially after you tell us a little bit more about the Academy.
Yeah. Well, I started the Academy because, truth be told, I really, really struggled to get my intuitive gifts online. I feel like I was inherently ungrounded. My brain was always like a hamster in a wheel. I couldn't slow myself down. I would get glimpses of the gifts that I had and intuitive messages, but I felt like I never could consistently tap in, and I just doubted myself like crazy. Like even the example you just shared with your aunt passing, anything that would come in, I would doubt myself. And it drove me crazy. And I took every class, I read every book, I tried to do all these different things. And it was really once I dived into the Akashic records that I was really able to feel like I could really move my gifts forward and really understood how they worked for me. And I've actually heard that from other people too, that just the energy of the Akashic records is just like, it just feels like their gifts blow open and they receive so much clearer information than they have before. And so really one of my purposes in this lifetime is I want to share with others what helped me get my gifts online, because I know how frustrating it is to not be able to feel like you can consistently tap into those. And so I share a lot of the different tools and techniques that really helped me get my gifts online. I found that it was actually kind of difficult for me to learn from people who I call born psychic, they came out of the womb and they were seeing ghosts and things like that, because it just happens for them. But I understand how challenging it can be, how confusing it can be to decipher your intuition from your imagination, all of those different things. And so that's one of the things I really like to do, is work with people that are having challenges with some aspect of their intuition and help them really understand how it shows up for them. This last group that I had going through the Academy, one of the women in my class, she's already doing healing work. She's already at events, but she didn't think she was clairvoyant, and she didn't think she could see colors and auras. And now she's doing that all the time. She receives messages clairvoyantly all the time. So that's one thing I'm just really passionate about, is helping people pass those blocks, because I've been there, and it's a stinky place to be. And so the Akashic Angel Healing Academy, I call it AHA for short, by the way, because I joke about all the AHA moments I've had with the Akashic Records and the angels. Like 10 minutes was probably like 10 years worth of therapy for me. So I call it AHA. And in the Academy, you learn how to get past any of the blocks you might be having to your intuition. You learn how to access your Akashic records for yourself and others. You learn how to channel and communicate with angels. And then you also learn things like being able to view auras and chakras and work with the Akashic records and the angels to do things like relationship healing, soul retrievals, you name it. We cover lots and lots of ground in the Academy. And the Academy is a 6-month program. It opens up for enrollment on September 25th. And there's an early bird pricing and a couple really awesome bonuses that are only available until October 6th. And then classes start later in October.
Oh my goodness. And how do people sign up or just find out more?
Well, you can find a lot more information on my website that you shared already, just ambermeyer.com. And I also have a 3-day free workshop that's coming up. It's September 25th, 26th, and 27th. I really just want to give people an opportunity to get a taste of what it's like to work with the angels and the Akashic Records. I know there's a lot of people that are curious out there. They want to develop their relationship with their angels. Maybe they've heard of the Akashic Records, but they haven't been able to have that experience for themselves. So whether you're interested in the Academy or not, I invite you to come to these free workshops. The first one is about awakening your intuitive gifts with the angels. So we chat a bit about some of the big blocks that you might have to your intuition, and then you get a really awesome angel healing. And the second day is about experiencing the power of your Akashic Records. And so you'll learn about what the Akashic Records are, but then you'll actually get to experience the Akashic Records for yourself. So you come with a question that you want real life guidance on. Like, imagine you're going to a reading and a question you want to ask. I have you ask that question to your intuition, and then I lead you through the process so you can access your own Akashic Records and ask the question again, and then you can feel the difference and really experience that energy of the Akashic Records. And for most people, they can't believe the difference. And then the last day, I'm inviting some of my students in, because I think it's actually a lot more helpful for you to hear about the experience from my students than from me, for the Akashic Records, where they just share what their experience has been. And then there's open time if you have questions, if you are interested in joining the Academy.
That's fantastic. Better than Disneyland, you guys. Better than Disneyland. Oh my goodness, Brian. I see all the thought bubbles over your head.
I just think that's, you know, if there's anyone out there that's not going to that has an ounce of curiosity, like, get there. I mean, that to me, that's a no-brainer. That the amount of value that you just shared, yeah. I was thinking, are you kidding me? Like, get there. That's amazing. And I know that we're just, you know, coming up to the end here. I know that you do offer some one-on-one work, so I want people to know that there are a number of options to connect with you. The name of the game is to go to your website, get there. That's the starting place. We certainly hope that there's been something here today that has sparked you into action. And Amber, is there anything that you want to share with our audience as we wrap up today?
I just think that if you have any curiosity about the Akashic Records or the angels, come to these free workshops, at least the first 2 days, and experience the angels for yourself and experience the Akashic Records for yourself. It's one of those things that on this journey, our intuition kind of leaves like a trail of breadcrumbs and helps us find our path. And go to the workshops and see if this is the right time for you to dig into your relationship with your angels and the Akashic Records more.
My aunt just popped in and she said, I needed to believe in myself and I needed to do this show. So thank you, Aunt Patty. Thank you, Amber. You guys, check it out. This is so cool. This is so cool that we get to do this. We are the Being Curious Show, and I am proud to be the co-host. Kelly, this is Brian. We had Amber on today. Amber's coming back, guys. Just letting you know. AmberMayer.com. Check her out. She's the real deal. Talk to you soon.